Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
I interviewed Chris Turner. He was interesting, and he said Robbo wanted Don Howe in 85 to come in as a coach to help Atkinson.
Is that right?
And I never knew that. And
he said, I left in 82, well, you see, on the big line.
It's interesting how one facet of the coaching, you know, that one little thing could have changed that.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't even know that one, to be honest with you.
But what do you put us not winning the league down?
Since
in the 70s,
I don't think. I think we'd be a cup maybe consistent. We were a great cup side.
Yeah.
A lot of the players used to think that, especially Lou McCarty, used to think that we're a fantastic cup side. But maybe we're a little bit short consistently.
Yeah.
Especially trying to match up with Liverpool in them days, they were consistent.
What's your favourite memory?
Winning my debut, obviously, yeah. 71, 72. The Cup, 77. Obviously, Northern Ireland, two World Cups, you know.
And playing with Georgia.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Best.
Best. I'm just doing for the podcast we do. Just, Stuart, you were here, right, to so many people. Yeah. How does it feel like on a night like this to know that you're just...
Well, just walking in the door, a young lady's given me another cup, and she said I was a favourite player, and it's always nice to hear things like that. I mean, we do match day hospitality, and we know how they think of
amazing. We loved you. My brother wanted to copy your goal celebration. We absolutely loved you.
Yeah.
You just had it. I'm not meaning to blow, you know, brown that, but you today, imagine your striking prowess in this era.
Well, that's what annoys me, really, when I go and watch the games and I see people not putting a stint in. It just annoys me. I mean, there's probably four or five of them that you could name, but the fans just loved our era because they enjoyed it. They loved us to play attacking football 4-4-2, and all we ever wanted to do was score goals. And
what
fans
we used
loved
to copy
it.
You in the playground. Literally, it was pissing.
Yeah.
Just, I can't. It's like I'm meeting a hero. I can't. I smile. Just my memories of the goal celebration. Yeah. You've been asked it 1,000 times. How did it come about?
Well, it was just me. I was just that sort of guy. I love my boxing, so I did a lot of boxing. So when the adrenaline's flowing and you get it in the net and you just erupt, and then when I started doing it in front of the Stretford End, it was just amazing.
Can you feel that now? Can you remember it?
Yeah. Even the scoreboard end, Stretford End, everything. And that's if Sammy Mack passed to me. So, you know,
how often did he give the right pass?
Every game.
When you're both together, does it feel like the old days when you're both like this?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, even when we work together, like tomorrow hospitality and stuff like that. There's a group of lads get there, and it's all good. You get a good crack and stuff like that. But we still talk about our days because we think our days was brilliant.
It was. So your best memory of us, Sammy? What's your best?
What, Sammy?
For United. Sammy's, and then your best memory of yours.
Well, nearly every game with Sammy. I mean, there were him and Lou McCarry, they were the fittest midfield players in the country. They were up and downers, but they could play as well. Whereas nowadays, you see midfield players, they just start jogging about, and it just gets on our nerves.
Would you have rather played today or in your era when you had it?
I'd rather play today because of the money, but in our era...
As far as football is concerned and the way we played...
And scoring in front of the Stretford End, Sammy.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, that was great to score.
He's still waiting.
Yeah, I didn't do it as often as this.
And your favourite memory for United?
Well, I think with us losing 76 Cup final, it's got to be the 77 one because we beat Liverpool, stopped them winning the treble. The game was a fantastic game, and again, we went and attacked the best team in the country at the time, and we beat Liverpool, and it was just amazing.
And the greatest. And did you think when Tommy said in 76 on the steps, we'll be back? Did you think?
Well, you never know with our team because we were still rebuilding then, and then as soon as we got Jimmy Green off in and Hill and Coppell, we already had the other lads in. And Arthur Albiston came in the team. That was the only thing that disappointed us was in 77 when Sammy Doherty got the sack.
Yeah.
And he tried to buy Peter Shilton for 300 and odd grand, and I don't think the club would buy him. And Alex was retiring soon. So to somebody like Peter Shilton to take over, I think would have won the league then.
And I know you're best goal for United.
Well, again, that's the most important one, my first one against Liverpool. I loved it because I saw Ray Clements at the weekend. We joined up with the England squad. And he said, I thought you was going to have a touch. I said, I didn't need another touch.
Right, can I just reenact? This is me.
Right, the main podcast is going to come before this, but we're actually on a barge. So we're trying to put the fucking result behind us and fuck it up. So... for Nick's stag do, we're just surprised, and there's 16 of us on the barge. It's great. It's as good as we've seen people fishing, though. What the fuck they're fishing? God only knows. Phil, how are you, mate? You've not been on the podcast in fucking ages.
I've not been on the barge either. To be fair, I've enjoyed the barge more than the game.
Shall we not talk, United?
The game is very similar to what we've had all season. Plenty of match-winning players on the pitch with no direction. Very frustrating watch. I don't know where we're going. I think the manager's got to take a look at himself. We sign Ronaldo, and you think, has it worked? Has it not? The initial sort of the lift they give the club has gone flat.
But that's only 3 weeks ago.
I know. But
3 weeks.
We do look like a ship without a rudder, a fucking canal boat without a rudder. That's what we look like. We don't look like we've got a direction. We've got no game plan. Plan A and plan B. Neither of them are working. Really frustrating.
I wish we weren't talking football now, seeing your face, Phil. It's like someone came up to me in Nick's cell and said, look forward to the pod, make it positive. And then every time we try, United just fucking come and kick us in the bollock.
The mad thing is, at the end of the game, I was looking forward to the barge and a drink. I mean, that's the thing, and everyone's saying the same thing. The thing that's brought everyone together, the crowds are full and everything else, is the fact that everyone hasn't seen anyone for 18 months. And the football is a great boost and a bonus if you win. Like we were saying before, if it's a sunny day and United win today, we'd be hanging off the ceiling of this fucking canal. We're on a great day in October with United playing great football.
The thing is, I've been saying, I can't wait to get back. When we're back, I won't ever moan if it pisses down. And then within 10 minutes, all of us are going fucking raining.
I'm not bothered about the rain.
Selling.
Yeah, but you're not selling for 3 hours.
No, but what I'm saying...
I'm not that fucking deaf.
But I said this last week. I said, when we're back at football, we won't be as negative and we won't... But we are, aren't we?
Yeah, of course we are. But we won't... Look.
Has Coronation Street ever had a barge disaster in it?
We want what we want, don't we?
Yes.
And we want United to do well, and we want a good drink, and we want everyone to be together. We're not asking for too much, but at the moment, we've got everyone together, but what we haven't got is United at the moment, and I'm looking a little bit in disarray. It sounds a bit harsh, but I think anyone who's watching the games, playing Sancho on the left all the time, don't understand it.
He's
a right point player. I thought you did okay
today.
We've
gone straight into it. Like Wan-Bissaka, the last 10 minutes, we were like headless again. Give it to Wan-Bissaka, he won't cross it or he's not good enough. Why don't you then make the decision, Sancho go on the right, switch with Greenwood, and go run at the men? We said, like this,
it's a right side player, isn't it?
Come here today with a game plan. He's a good coach, obviously. But we beat, they didn't have their best players fit. Yeah. And they've come, like Villa, and done a game plan on us. And it's like the same thing. I woke up thinking in the last 2 weeks, and I wasn't at Newcastle, great Villa, but we've had West Ham, last minute.
Yeah.
Bruno missing, the other side to that point. Then Wednesday, the winner. So we are getting excitement, but the games aren't exciting. No. It's the moments that are exciting, not the games. Or the performance.
Last year, the one thing we relied on last season without fans was individual brilliance to win games. We were losing at half time, we come back, make a couple of subs. Individual brilliance, no crowd behind, no pressure. You know, and there's certain players who thrive on pressure, certain players don't.
Yeah.
We look now, and we're still looking at individual brilliance to win us games. The game plan, the team plan from minute 1 to minute 90 isn't there.
What is the game plan?
To manage your players, you need to manage the match, you need to manage the tactics, and he's not doing it. I hate to say it, but he's not doing it.
But the thing for me is, it's like, you can say you should be able to change and win that game, especially against their opponent, and we come up short. And you think, try something different. You can't have a week like this. And we said it's a massive week. We've won one, we've lost one, we've drawn one. But suddenly that table is not. We're suddenly.
We're treading water, haven't we? Teams that win the league are relentless.
No, but you personally,
to
one who goes every week for all those donkeys years, to suddenly have that taken away from you.
Yeah.
How did you cope with the 18 months? Did you enjoy it? The armchairness.
Don't get me wrong, when he had the opportunity to go to the pub and watch it when the ground was shut and that, he obviously went to the pub, met up with people he normally go with. Sitting at home, found it very, very hard because it's almost, I don't know, it's not anything I've done before. The only one positive point I will ever bring from it, right away in the League Cup last year, we won at Brighton on a Wednesday night, it was pissing down with rain. And I texted Lee at the time, I said, fucking hellfire, imagine how we'd be at Brighton now, getting pissed wet through, and we'd have a fucking 5-hour journey home, or a night out on a cold Wednesday night. When the game finished and we won, turned the fucking telly up, went to bed. I thought, you know what? That was a brutal goal. I don't have to do that. But no doubt we would have been there. But I just think.
But you've done every game, you know, like, you know, everyone knows, you've done it for donkey's years to have that. So no, it's nothing to do with you to have that.
Sometimes, for a little bit, it was a little like at the end of the season came early. And then the beginning of the next season came late. Met a few people in town for the first couple of, you know, first game and that. But then the realisation that we weren't going to be going anywhere and relentless, watched a few in a pub and then pubs closed. It was like, this fucking job. It was hard for everyone.
You must have saved a fucking fortune.
Without a doubt, I saved a fucking fortune.
Yeah.
It's what your life is, isn't it? Don't get me wrong, the novelty wore off very quickly. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I like a bit of a break in the summer. I like 3 months doing different things. As soon as it finishes, you're back to it, aren't you? And it's relentless. I'm enjoying it now, we're back to it.
Yeah.
All right, Wednesday, Saturday, it's tiring. We're not used to it now. Do you count the games?
Do you say your run of league games?
Everyone's got in football now.
Yeah.
If I have to miss a game now, I've got no issue with it anymore. Just because.
Are you proud now of what you did all those years?
Maybe. Because I'll never do it again because I'm too fucking old.
Yeah,
and maybe nobody else will, but you know, maybe that's something to be proud of. But I enjoyed every minute of it. But I know now that some of the things I did to watch football is a few.
Well, you would never have fucking seen all the shit that when we're at home, like. All the bollocks that comes with it, shit commentators, fucking annoying presenters. You'd never encountered that until then.
The only thing I will say, right, this is quite funny. Played Fulham in that first game back, and when we Cavani scored that goal, do you know what the first thing I did when he scored? Look for the television replay. Because you know when you're at home, what you do, you see on five angles, don't you?
Yeah.
When you're in the pool, you see on every angle. So as soon as he scored, I went, fucking hell, that's it. But that was an instant reaction, because that's what I've been doing for a year. I don't want to go back to it.
You're back. Isn't this, if this is what we are, we're neither bad, we're neither good, we'll win some, we'll lose some, we won't be very well directed, who knows?
Yeah.
But isn't this what, this is what I was trying to say last week, this is what being a United fan is. I mean, there are people that I can't deny, the clamour now is growing, that Ollie has taken us as far as he can, from a lot of people.
That's been us over the years. Remember the call for Dave Sexton, Tommy Doherty, I was watching him. Ron Atkinson, I can remember them all going, and there's a reason why they've gone. And Ollie, the later point where there'll be a reason why he's going to go, and he's not far off, he's going to want it. The problem is the investment, and I hate the fucking Blazers.
Yeah.
I completely hate them. But they, after that main protest, which, you know, I'm fucking well behind, obviously, as I was, I just think they thought, right, we've got to throw a bit of money at this season. But I really think that we've thrown it, and we've got a great squad, but we haven't got a manager who can manage the players we've got.
We're but why didn't we buy a midfielder?
We're missing one position, exactly what I said, a Kante or something like that.
And they didn't. They put it on a lot of HP purchases. Yep. They haven't actually spent it. So why not go the extra? Surely, Ollie.
Yeah.
We all said, like I said, the amount of times we say football fans don't are stupid, we don't pick up things. We had to get a midfielder in. We had to. But whether we signed a player, midfielder or not, playing Fred and McTominay at home to Everton as two defensive is down on Ollie. City away you could understand it, but fucking we'll resume this in the pub. That went serious. Who's your hate of the week, Phil?
Hate of the week?
Yeah. Have you got a hate?
Hey. We don't want to be a hater, we want to be a lover, don't we?
Exactly, that's what I say every week.
Yeah. Be positive, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is me you're talking to, so I'd rather hate. All right, cheers, Phil. Cool. Right, we won't be too long. Sorry, this is going to be another multiple edits. Paul, Danny, John, Nick, Nathan, me. It's Nick's stag do, so we're not going to overhang the
stag
podcast.
Do Mark II.
Stag do Mark II for all those who couldn't make Belfast. So, when you John hit the nail on the head, though, saying you could see that coming. And I think
4 weeks today.
You can see that game.
What the fuck is going on there?
I'm recording it. Oh,
we're
supposed to be speaking.
Oh,
sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Paul's only good with words.
No, but John hit the head. When we were just walking up now from the barge, you can see that coming. And every opposition manager is going, and this has been for a long time. Paul, what do you make of it?
Carlos Osorio, please. Yeah. You don't mind.
We're still absolutely bobbins. It's exactly the same story as last season. I don't think an awful lot's changed. Lack of options in midfield. Dismal down the right-hand side. I've no idea why he didn't see the opportunity to move Sancho out there last 10 minutes. Because Wan-Bissaka's just appalling in possession.
All right, this doesn't sound good. So you're
so,
right, what are you saying?
Remember, John, the aim of this is positives.
I'm joking.
We can't fucking polish
this
a turn.
This is the best squad I've seen at United for a long time now.
Best what?
Squad. So he's now not got an excuse. He's got to get it right with this squad. That's the problem.
Is the squad disjointed in some way? Because we don't seem to be playing in any formation or with any purpose. But you have got individual players that are on paper. Brilliant. So what's the problem, Joe?
Whole week before, you're planning, and every single game, bar today, you go 1-0 down. That's in the planning.
And then the tactics out the window.
But John, that's not even gung ho. Like I made the point. We have exciting finishes. We have moments like the individual. That's why we have the Ronaldo winner, the penalty save. We have moments. But me and Paul said during the game, this is exactly like last week, and you could almost go, this is like Escher. It's almost like last season.
Almost to the minute, because today, to his credit, he did try and switch it up a bit, put Ronaldo and Pogba on the bench. We still struggle to... You're going to play Pogba and Bruno together, you struggle to accommodate them both in the same team. So, but we ended the game with exactly the same lineup, which struggled like hell for the last 4 or 5 weeks. For all he's lauded for having been a great reader of the game and everything, I don't see how that's the case, because he doesn't switch things up. That was a simple one today. There was acres of space on the right hand side. It was crying out for like Sancho or someone to be just moved out there to give Wan-Bissaka some support, because the kid's hopeless in possession, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, there's no option.
Well,
not only is he bad
going forward, but we give him the ball on his left foot. He's like, he hasn't got a left foot.
Ever since he's been at the club, yeah, he's a great latch-stitch tackler. He's great with his sliding tackles.
Bad set of substitutions.
Yeah, because Cavani, was the best player on the field. Without a shadow of a doubt. So why take
him back? He was
the
other night as well when he came
up. He was.
I'm afraid you're looking straight back at Oleger. I hate to say it. The best squad in a long time.
Well, substitutions and tactics are done.
Always going 1-0 down. I love the guy.
You wouldn't have listened to the last few, but my two questions are, is this par for United? And secondly, I honestly think we can win the league. That's diminishing.
Not
with that squad.
Could.
And it'll be...
The squad, right, we keep saying we can with the squad.
Let's talk about that.
The squad.
Yeah,
the squad's good enough.
No, just a second.
I don't think the team is...
The team
he puts out each week, he's getting the tactics wrong.
You're talking about the squad and how wonderful it is. Some players there. Wan-Bissaka's not good enough. Red's not good enough.
John,
there's
positives and then
there's
Wan-Bissaka.
Is this not the Wan-Bissaka table?
But Wan-Bissaka is alright about his defending, but the whole... To sound a clique, the modern game is you have to be good going forward. If you watch him compared to the other top teams, it's embarrassing.
Every time he gets the ball, you can see his brain working overtime. How the hell can I get rid of this without making him a dick of myself? You know what I mean?
He should have took a yellow card today.
But regardless of like individual incidents, I'm basing this on what I've seen over the last 2 years with him. He struggles in possession. He's an athlete and all of that, but he's not comfortable in possession with the ball at his feet. He's not good with both feet. He's not got great balance. Mm-hmm. He's all over the shop.
But the thing is, Paul, if you play right back, if you're not the best defender in the world, you normally, like Carlos or whatever, you're normally brilliant at going forward. You can normally go on the overlap, you can cross the ball, and you're almost like an additional attacker. I don't think he's got that, and I don't think he's anywhere near the best defender in the league. So he's neither. So what's the point?
But the problem is we've got an actual, for defending, quite a good defence. And like Lindelof didn't have a bad game today, I don't quite...
Very capable player.
But the problem is, if you've got Fred and McTominay, and we could have all said this 100 times in the last 100 games, if you are playing that as your formation, they don't offer us protection. I'm sure Ollie would go, I do that to protect. But they don't offer protection.
No, because neither of them want the ball in tight spots or anything like that.
And I feel sorry for Fred recently, Paul, because he's so bad.
I agree. No, but he's much maligned.
Why do you feel sorry for him?
If you look at young boys away, though, he was the only one. You've got Bruno and you've got Pogba off doing their own thing. And, like, literally with a given carte blanche to do exactly what they see fit, and you've got Fred running around like 40 yards to cover in front of the defence. He was getting pulled all over the place, but he was the only one with the discipline to see that was required.
But why I feel sorry for him is because it was almost nearly a cheer, and that'll happen next. It's not his fucking fault. He's not picking himself.
The other night there was a jeer when people saw he was coming on the other night as well.
And that ain't gonna. But I didn't. I'm not like. I think someone shouted, you know, McTominay's not good enough. I always think. But this is the type of game where you go, McTominay played really well today, you know. If you don't, there's no excuses, is there?
I think McTominay had a bad game compared to
Gave the ball away lots of things.
All right, let me throw some out there.
I'm a fan of this.
Let me throw some out there. So, pre-season against Everton, week before the season started, both had
four teams, Van der Beek, first half, played really well, really well. So, if I'm the manager, I'm thinking, right, OK, we're going to mix it up a bit today, we're going to change the midfield. In my mind, it was a month ago, I'd be thinking, this is the game to give that lad a chance. Why didn't he?
And why did he have warming up for basically all the game?
The only reason why my dad played him is he's just saying, look, you know, you can't spit your dummy out on the sideline in the midweek, and that means I'm now putting you back in the game.
If I'm his manager, I'm looking at that thinking, you're
Okay.
Like a fucking baby on the side.
Nick,
no way, Nick,
my squad. As I say, it was bizarre.
I agree,
he should have
played him.
But he said,
they're going back.
No,
but
Nick.
Like Fergie dropping really that time after that Blackburn game we lost.
Of course it is.
You know, he said.
But that's what you said before the game by saying play Martial. And he was like, well, this is one of those games where Fergie rides to top goal, pick out around the play, we'd hope the gamble paid off.
Yeah, but the gamble did pay off with Martial. I mean, not every had a good game. He scored, and he. But no. But let's go. Donny van der Beek said on deadline day, I wanted to go to Everton on loan, and Ollie said, no. If it doesn't, you are in my plans, and if I let you down by January, I'll let you go. So we. And I feel
is
like
that
I'm
what
looking.
He said?
Yeah, that's apparently someone's. Yeah, you know, and I said it a couple of weeks ago. It's like. We say the one thing Ollie's got for him is his man management, and he's whether Donny's good enough or not. And I get it's not a popularity. Fuck! Oh, you're letting you're bigging Donny van der Beek. You can't treat a player like that's not fair, and that's very on Ollie like. So
no
what the
idea.
Fuck has Donny done?
I've still got no idea though why we signed him. Looking at the composition of the squad, given that we had Lingard, given we had Pogba, given we had Bruno, what were they thinking? Given to sign another attacking midfielder,
well,
was it just because he was relatively cheap?
Well, he wasn't his sign, Mark.
Because he took Ajax in the semi-final. The Champions
I understand that. I understand his pedigree, what he had going for him, what's on his CV. But why did we sign another attacking midfielder?
Because you had him anyway. Because we had him anyway, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying because we had Pogba, because we had Bruno, because we had Lingard.
That's what I'm saying, because we had him anyway, yeah.
But I just don't understand why they ever saw. The guy's never had a chance from day one, has he?
Value.
Especially when there's
weaknesses
in his
squad elsewhere.
I'm agreeing with
that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing that I also thought pre all this, the Pogba situation. Now, he has played his best football since January. It's moot point how good, and you know, but he has won us a couple of games. But we're never going to solve the Pogba enigma. We can't play him left. We can't play him in the fucking middle, and it's evident we don't know where to play him.
He's absolute show pony.
So we have to deal with that, and a strong manager does deal with that situation.
I said the other night after the game in midweek, my dad rang me, and I just said like, he's not a midfielder, and when he plays on the left, it takes the position away from other people who are better at there. I know that we're going to lose him for nothing, but at this point, he's a good player. At the moment, he's not causing issues in terms of trying to get the manager out and stuff that he has done before.
But that'll come. Not on Pogba, but off a lot of them.
But
you don't think?
I think he causes
that these stars.
He
are
causes
go.
Problems by having to be forced into the team, and it means that other people aren't playing.
You think this will remain a happy ship if we keep?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
My dad said the other night that he thinks that he'll lose the team.
Yeah.
The
bigger the ego, the bigger the fuck.
Let me jump onto something there. You just said you're explaining to my mind about Pogba. So was it two years ago, the year before the lockdown, that he was injured and he didn't play most of the season. And that season, we didn't actually play that bad without him. So should that not have been a sign back then that you know maybe we.
Oh,
he's a great individual player. We don't need him in our team. I don't know.
As I said to you, it's like when we beat Burnley in the lockdown season in January, we went top of the league and we beat them 1-0. Pogba was instrumental for us going top. He goes out injured and he fell. Of course, it's in flashes, but the thing is with Pogba,
top players, it's not in flashes.
But the thing, I know, and he's not a top player. I know he's not a top. Everyone knows he's not a top, but he's not though.
Yeah, but we
it doesn't matter. Don't pretend that he is. And don't think he's spent 9 million on a player that means he should be top player.
The thing is, we've got Varane now, I'd say, and De Gea has been good. But who's actually in Greenwood?
Bruno's in that bracket.
No, but I've had a good season so far.
Bruno's in the same bracket as what Pogba
is. Bruno
plays in flashes. Greenwood. He plays in the same flashes as what Pogba does. Bruno gets away with it because he's loved by the fans, he's got a nice attitude and gives a shit and puts his heart and soul and all that.
So I'd say, 20 years old, he's been fantastic.
But I tell you what, the same bracket for me, Bruno.
I am very naive with my United. I wake up, I shared a room. We've got Pancho and McElroy a little bit later at the end of this from last night at the Tom Clare Red News 606 do. To meet those, my heroes, I shared a room with Steve. So if you think the sounds on this fucking podcast with him are bad, he's snoring. I had to put my music on full volume at 2 in the morning to drown his snoring out. But I wake up almost like that kid. We're going to win 4-0 today. You know, today's the day. And every time, and it's like you can't sugarcoat a turn.
You said exactly the same thing last week. You said you woke up last week and you thought we're going to win.
I did last week. I'm downgrading it. But
well, that's what I mean. It's happening. It's happening every week.
It's almost like the hope that kills, but there's dwindling hope. When Nick's saying about Conte last week, John, I'd say, is a usually upbeat, optimistic bloke, and you've got your head in your hands looking fucking broken.
I don't think anything's changed from last season. We've still got exactly the same deficiencies. We've just got a better centre-half, and we've got probably a more reliable goal scorer. In the middle of the field, there's just a void.
We're still struggling.
That was evident today.
We're still struggling on the flanks, and we're still stuck in this. We can't string three passes together when it's required.
But how can we have a 36-year-old who can score, and then we're not supporting him?
Well, because we've got no midfield. It's the same problem we've had. It's not even the problem we had last year. It's a problem we've had going back 2 or 3, 4 years. We continue to indulge Pogba, who doesn't perform habitually, week in, week out.
Yeah.
And we're making out that it's a big conundrum, but it's like staring people in the face. I don't know why it's a big talking point still, because it's fucking obvious.
And you said to Nick on the bar, at the ground, Nick's always big central up, so I'm not writing him off at all. I thought he had a good game Wednesday, but it's like football fans are often accused of being fit for 30 minutes. A lot of things we're going to get done today. We were lucky we didn't really with that disallowed goal. But if we're all going, why not? If the same thing is happening, like your insanity quote last week, why not switch Greenwood to Sancho? Why is he not trying it?
Why won't you do that?
But what? I don't know.
Sancho came on today. Yeah. For me, it's probably one of his better games. Best game I've seen him play. Yes, he beat a couple of men.
Yeah, but is he better?
He's good as I've seen him play, and I'm so sure he's fully out for me still on Sancho.
Yeah, but
I'm not deciding yet. But you're going to give him a season.
But the bloke who's earned his stripes.
What makes you say that? What have you seen yet? Where's the evidence?
Sancho can dribble, shoot, and did he do that today or last week? I've not seen it.
Have you beat a few players today?
That squad, that's not the Jadon Sancho that I know.
I don't want to know.
What we saw today at Everton was a bit more like him. Yeah. You know, that
he showed better today.
He had those moments where he could make someone, he could have that little bit of a flick and that. But he needs to play out on the right for us because he can cross the ball.
And then it's the other thing then is not got to play every week to give him that opportunity.
No natural width on that side.
Play on the right. In Germany and for England on the right, then why do you not play him on the right?
He can't play in that position when Rashford comes back fit. Nick,
when you were talking Conte last week and someone said today, you're not wobbling on that level, are you? I think there are major, I know a lot of matchgoers now who are wobbling about Ollie. You know, there's no denying it. I still have this childlike
he'll turn it around. Though, from where, October and November.
This time last week when we were sat in Peyrat and we were talking after the Villa game, we've obviously played another two home games since then. The four home games that we played in the last 10 days, we've had West Ham at home, we've had Villa at home, we've had Villarreal at home, and we've had Everton at home. I mean, realistically speaking, it's not like we played Chelsea, City, Liverpool, you know, Arsenal, something like that, where we're thinking, do you know what? If you end up with losing, you know, you win two out of those four games, you take it. We've won one out of those four games.
But let's look
this,
at
this isn't a point now where my brain's now starting to go, that's inexcusable. There's no.
We're finishing the pod.
At no stage should we ever be sat there playing those four games against four mediocre teams that are going to finish in what? Just about the top half in their leagues. And we could have won one game.
So
it's ridiculous. Okay,
so look at that home games you're talking about. There's no difference in last season when fans weren't there. The home form was shocking. The away form was brilliant. But the away form was brilliant. And it goes back to what we were talking about
paradox,
before.
Because it's Fred
paradox.
And
paradox.
We went down 2-0 down in every away game. And we climb out the window.
One thing, and then I'm going to ask you a quick question each. But I said about a month ago, in my head, you know, I know it's not, I don't think it's going to work out for Ollie in my heart. But do you know what? It's not even like I don't think. I cannot see this work. And you know, there's no thinking about it. This is not, and maybe I'm being after the event and hurting again. There is no way this is working out. This season.
No.
Honestly. Absolutely Nick, you know, this isn't working.
We're fighting for top four.
And my heart is losing to the head now. Right, so, can I say a hate of the week?
Have you been itching to do
and loads of people have been saying it, so I'm not, but I have hated him for years. That salt beef or bean. That fucker, he chops up a piece of steak, sprinkles it with salt, and then sells it for 600, and people video him. And
worse did you see Pumper. The one? He's a culinary Pumper.
And did you see it? That bread. I would go over, I'd push him over, I'd ransack his salt things, and I'd tip over his steak, and then run, because he'd have all those sharp knives. But he is a fucking knob. Right, and then we found a positive. So one positive, one hate of the week. And my positive is, again, I know like people get, but we're back, and I'm still much rather this, the everything about a match day than if we'd have just drawn at home and I'd stewed on TV, you know? Right, Paul, positive and a hate.
Positive, Squid Game, get on Squid Game, that's good fun. Negative, Pogba, because he's just a menace and he needs disposing of.
Nick,
hate of the week. It didn't bother me for the first couple of matches, but it really bothered me today when Ronaldo came on and everyone did that soothing. He's not even fucking scored. Like, the whole point of him doing that is when he scores, and he'd only come off the bench.
I like the way John joined us, because it's a big game for your thing. And Steve went, oh, you know, if Ronaldo scores, all of us, including Paul's dad, he'd go, we do it. And like, there was a second where John went, is he winding me up? All of us in K-Stan, rigor mortis reds do soon. Right.
I disagree. I still think it can work out. I think that if you've not got hope in football, it's not for you. Like, if you've not got hope in football, then just pack it in. Like, be Nathan and go and watch West Ham's been Charlton.
Yeah, but you accused Nathan. You were talking Conte last week.
You just said who would be better.
I've not got any hope, but it's just mild exceptions.
But my point is, it happens in sports, across all different forms of sports, all the time. Is that eventually it does click, and as long as it clicks sooner rather than later, we can still win something this year.
It's been 3 years, how long do you wait?
I think today, if you can, the positive to end on is, if that's what we can just see, is like you pull Fred off early, just stop playing him, just give Donny a go, play him alongside McTominay, right. That's the positive.
Unless
that's
he's not going to.
You know what's playing to mind?
That's my positive though, and if you've not got hope, then what's the point?
No.
Then I won't go to fucking Liverpool.
Right.
You know what's bringing to mind after your comment there? It just jumped into my mind, and you can all shout me down here, is
89, Boxing Day 89. Fergie out of Villa away.
You give him 3 years at that point.
And as you say, are we not giving Ollie enough time? Is it all going to gel in one moment? And that moment for Fergie that time, we all know, was that Oldham semi-final? Was that cup run in 1990? Is all of a sudden that going to happen next year, this year? And then we're going to say in 5-6 years'
time. It was the League Cup.
The FA Cup wouldn't save him, though, would it?
It was the League Cup.
Didn't save Van Gaal.
And I will say, one thing went through my head today. We slaughtered Van Gaal for not having an outlet at corners. We absolutely hammered Van Gaal. We haven't got one player on the halfway line.
Yeah, I mean,
for the last two home games,
we
haven't had a man on our... So we can't have it both ways. I cannot be a hypocrite.
I've been discussing exactly that this
week. We can't say hammer Van Gaal for that and then not do the same.
100% with
it. Van Gaal put Phil Jones on corners.
Well, yeah,
so I'm fucking hammering for that. My point is that Bruno is a very capable footballer. Can't be first man from a corner.
Wait until May and win the league. But October and November feel like it's unravelling. Right, hate and positive.
My hate of the week, actually. I've actually got one this week. The other night, where I sit now, I'm like front row of the tier and I'm right behind the cameraman. And just before the...
Can you not say which tier, or is that just like...
It's like the first tier. Is the bottom tier the bottom tier?
No,
first tier.
Is it ground or first floor? Ground, like...
First
floor. Is this guarding against stalkers?
And...
Towards Old Bond, is it like United Road or Scoreboard Paddock? Where is it? Come on.
Towards the end of Stretford End.
Right.
And there was a guy who was sat near us, who the cameraman, who's doing his job.
Yeah.
And the guy tapped him on the shoulder. This guy who was sat near us tapped him on the shoulder and said, can he charge his phone off his camera?
Yeah, fucking joking.
And honestly.
So this is like.
Fuck off. Like. I couldn't believe it.
I will say, Nick had today the bloke again behind him saying, sit down.
It's the same
in
guy.
J stand. Same bloke.
In J stand?
Yeah. Saying, sit down.
You're 36 away from where you are.
But Paul, it's the best tenner each week we've spent paying the bloke.
But he's literally I swear to God,
he's
today.
He's kicking his
seat there,
today.
I've literally stood up. The game hadn't even kicked off. And I'm stood up and I was like, I stand up here every week, mate. And he's kicking my chair against my leg. Are you deaf? I went... Yeah, I'm actually, I can't hear out of all.
How old is he?
Oh, he's in his 60s,
70s. Oh, now he's brilliant, old man.
Do you know, but see, it can fuck off, though. Oh,
Nick's falling down, Nick's falling down moment off. Will be when it unravels with Ollie and suddenly
he's strangling enough.
Positive is just...
Life.
I was really fucked off last week, and I am today, but I'm not letting it get to me because we're going to have a nice afternoon. So that's my positive.
Is that positive from an early kickoff?
I'm just not going to think about it because it's shit.
Positive this week.
Yeah.
Positive this week is I've got a Lantra away ticket, so we've only got 500, which is a scandal. And the negative is finding out John has booked me flights to get there via 16 countries.
So he's your hate
just
to
save a tenner. And I've now got to take a fortnight off work, which I don't get paid for. But John saved us a tenner.
So John's your hate of the week?
Yes, 100%.
No, come on. I'm getting you there. I'm going to get in your back.
You got the flight cancelled from Barber.
Barber, somewhere near Italy.
Right, John.
Yes, sir.
I will say, can I say in consolation?
Is that Palmer in Serie A or Palmer in Mallorca?
Albert,
Palmer,
mate.
No, it's not, not the one with the volcano.
I was going to say, Palmer is not the one with the volcano.
Albert makes me watch Match of the Day, so we watched Villa game three times this week. And I was saying...
Is he into football?
Yeah, he's slowly getting, but like...
Mate, you want to scare him away from
now. He's for the lifetime of pain and misery. But like, after we won on Wednesday, he was going, can we still watch Match of the Day? So I put it on, and so they scored. And he was going, like, really upset. I was going, Albert, it's 5 days ago, and we've won since. So don't take it. But the one thing we didn't say,
it's in the blood.
It was offside. It was foul last week. So I'm going full Ollie. I'm going back to Ollie. It was a foul last week. So we'd have drawn, we'd had an extra point.
I like the fact that Albert got in his blood already.
Right, and I'll tell you the last thing. No, go on, you, John, hate and positive, and then one last thing, and then we're
one more positive from today.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I'm struggling. Really?
Right, what's your hate of the week then?
Can be anything, John. You're
the
bad Chinese.
I don't
know. I was hugging the great white telephone last Sunday morning.
Right, okay.
Right. And I will say, moments at United, why this is special, seeing everyone, seeing Paul for a drink. I suddenly had a flashback. I had my moments where I think of Mum. We were in a bar, New York, 2003, some of the greatest, the pre-season tour. And we were playing, I think, New York, in the New York Giants Stadium or something. Anyway, we said, let's go to the bar. And they were, you had to get the train, and it was like a small queue. How long's the train? Half an hour. It's a small queue. Let's go to a bar. We went to a bar, about 15 of us. There was one barmaid, one barfly, and a jukebox. So this is about, I think, 1 o'clock. The game's kicking off at 8. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, a pool table, jukebox. By the end, including Mum, we're all dancing, going, I'll get the next train, get the next train. We had just the 15 of those. The best afternoon. It was so dark you couldn't even see people. And we got out and the queue was fucking miles. So Mum, to be fair, just flagged down this minibus and said, I've finished work for the day. Drive us to the stadium and we'll all chip in $15 each. Yeah, man. So we go. But that is what United is. And it is a massive but the football's shit. It's shit. Right. Cheers, lads.
Yeah,
thank
we are
you.
Rubbish.
Cheers. Thank
cheers,
you.
Lads.
Right.
I don't. You shouldn't do no more.
We podcasts. Are. Yeah.
They're too long. Right.
Doing what?
Shane's abusing the podcast, saying they're too long. I've got now parallel Burks. Shane, what did you say earlier? Stop talking football. You've said everything there is to be said.
What can you say? You've got to accept that, like, it is what it is. Like, we can all have judgments about Ole, whatever. But I'm going to start with a hate of the week.
Go on.
But it's a positive hate. Like, last week, but I'm not going to go into it, for various reasons, my son had a bit of an accident, so I couldn't go to the game. And I was gutted not to be able to go to the game. But what, I was more gutted not going to the game when we lost. And the reason was, because you haven't got this, you can't go to the pub with mates who care. You can't, like, you digest the result a lot quicker when you're there. And I was looking at Twitter and I was thinking, and it's not knocking people that can't go to the games, don't go to games. This is not what I'm saying. What my problem was, there's a lot of people suddenly were telling people how to support United. And there's a big difference between, like, let's be honest, there's a lot of people in the ground that are quite critical of Ole. But the great thing is the people in the ground will support the team. They get behind the team, and like the Red Army thing that's going in the Stretford End is great. And I think a lot of people are getting confused with, like, you're all blind loyalty because you scored a goal in 1999. It's insulting. Journalists are doing it. At the end of the day, we all know what's going on at the club. But those of us that are going, and I feel quite blessed today to be with mates, we had 18 months of fucking shite. And now we're able to go to games. Like, I don't need the Twitter fest of people.
Yeah, but it's not just, we've spent.
They're being cunts, like, crazy.
We did the 20 minute with a couple of the others, moaning. And
no,
then someone said, we're third and we're only 2 points off.
I'm going to say, I've just seen Coggy for the first time in the flesh for nearly 2 years. I've just seen Ben reverse for 2 years.
What flesh did you see?
So never you mind. Lot, yeah. That's between me and Shane.
He's a good man for his age.
Listen, Barney, this bit of it, we're 2 points behind the top. We've played four of the bottom six teams. Okay? Yes. Right? So you know,
don't burst. Someone asked for positivity.
Right, so let's not get carried away. But what I would like to say, I've had a good couple of nights. We had the Red News do last night with Sammy McElroy and Stuart Pearson, reminiscing about the back in the 70s. We've got Nick Stagg tonight, which is absolutely superb. I've met a Blackburn fan who works with Nick.
and he's only got five fingers on each hand. Everything's good, mate. Everything's good.
Have you got a height and a weight?
No, I'm just.
Two.
I'm a lover, mate. I'm a lover.
Now that's the second lover this week. And well, fucking hell.
Yep. Well.
Shane, you came up quite aggressively and said, "I don't want to do a podcast."
No, because I think like, how much can you talk about football? It is what it is, and like, it's going to be a roller coaster now.
Podcast.
Like, but sometimes, like, basically, let's be honest. I'm going to regret saying this, but basically, we have a good squad of players that have been assembled randomly, but we're not kind of like, there's no coherence now. But it's a bit like, let's roll the dice and see what happens.
You know.
So I'm not saying that's right, but basically it's like...
One of the problems, and this has been the same under Ollie from day one. Going forward, we don't know, we don't have a plan. It's like we're playing fucking, you know, off the cuff all the time. There's no plan. And we're very easy to score against. You know, we've conceded, I think, six games in the league. City has conceded one. Chelsea's conceded two. Liverpool four. Oh, before today, anyway. It's not good enough.
Sometimes I think, though, like, I get the shame. We're saying the same things we said a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago.
Listen, we all love Ollie for what he did as a player. We love him for the passion and the pride he brought back. But sadly, he's out of his depth.
Coggy actually reminded me of something I said, and Ben said, like, I don't know if you said it was 18 months ago, I'm not sure it was, but I think Ben and myself said, as much as we love Ole, he'll take us to a certain level, stabilise, but he can't take us to the next level, and I think that's what we're seeing. We've got a bunch of players, and it felt like today, as it has felt like for a few weeks, if I'm honest, we've got a great, let's just roll the dice. We start with this lot. And today, in fairness, he made some early subs, but it's a bit random, like, you kind of think...
But he made the wrong subs.
It's a bit like rolling the dice, Coggy. It's like, let's put some random things in.
You know,
and sometimes we'll get a last-minute winner and it'll be fucking great, and sometimes it won't
work. But I said earlier, it's moments. It's not the game. When was the last time we played well in a game? I mean, donkey. That is donkey. Southampton, the 9-0. And even that was second half.
Even that was because they had a player sent off after 2 minutes. No.
So if you want to drag it into football, like Cavani, who is actually, I must say, a beautiful man. Like, if you were like, Cavani is a... Barnes just give me the phone. So I was just like, basically saying I fancy Cavani. But Cavani is like I thought Cavani had a decent game, and Cavani works the opposition's back four, grinds them down. I thought it's something like, you got Cavani who's like clearly hungry for it, and you got Lingard who's on form. But yet you take Cavani off and Lingard doesn't beat you.
Yeah, if Lingard's the answer, we're fucked.
But you've got a kind of thing.
No, the two players that brought on were right. It was that they should have kept Cavani on and took Greenwood on.
And so you didn't want to talk football.
Well, anyway, the end of the day, I will say,
I'm 4 points in, and I look at the league table and say, why are we so negative? Let's see, can I just say one thing? Let's play all these games.
The quicker you learn not to be looking at the league table, I told you after you've been away about 5 years ago, we ain't winning the league for 10 years, and I stand by that. We're nowhere near.
You know, when you first said that, a couple of years, I was shocked. Josh, quick synopsis.
When he said that, I had air.
Right, a positive and a hatred.
A positive is City were dreadful until November last year, went on a run. We won't, but they did.
Hate of the week.
I'll never think. Come back to you on it.
My hate of the week is...
My positive is... They've only forecast rain for 5 days next week in Manchester.
Positive. Why does
that? About United.
Mark, what do you think?
It's fucking terrible, weather as well, dude.
Yeah, but we're supposed to. We're third in the league. We're 2 points off the top. We've got all our biggest games. We're unbeaten away. Fuck the world.
Mate, we've played poor teams, right, and we've not played well in any game this season.
I've got a confession. I've told these lot. I've only texted since we interviewed him all those years ago. I've only texted Ollie twice. One was after Burnley, and we went on that run. And on Wednesday night, no, sorry, was it after Villa? After Villa, keep the faith on it. And we're unbeaten since then.
Yeah.
Unbeaten.
Yeah. Well, they may be unbeaten, but they're not fucking beating anyone. That's
it's funny you should say that, because Ollie said, Barney texts me, I sorted things out for him, and he's fucking ignored me since.
Trust me, I think it's not going to work. I feel so fucking like, what are we, Mark?
We shout from the terraces, attack, 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 and it's the only thing we can't do. We can't attack.
Yeah, but
we
can't
use it.
Hey, we can't defend.
But we'd also say
we can't attack
this,
either. We don't
this is the best attack we've had in a decade.
We don't create.
And we're not very good at attacking.
No, it's not Barney. It's the best attacking players we've had in a decade. Not the best attack, because there's no plan, there's no cohesion. I don't know what they do during the week. I don't know what they do during the week.
Right, three best TV series of all time.
Well, for me, it's got to be... I mean, Gomorrah, absolutely superb. The Sopranos, that was superb. And the third one was Bill and Ben, the Flower Pot Men.
Do you know some people have been raving about Gomorrah? I just finished the first series Thursday.
Superman.
What an ending to
it.
Series.
Good, yeah.
Right, top three, Mark.
Top three for me. Game of Thrones.
Oh!
Sons of Anarchy, Sopranos. Not necessarily that. It's not necessarily in that order.
Isn't Games of Thrones like Harry Potter with tits?
Yeah, it's just loads of sex.
A bit more blood.
Shame.
I've answered this already.
You weren't there last week.
I was on a... You done a thing. We done a thing in the week. I said, Father Ted... Oh, no, I done it on a group chat, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, I thought I was on it. I'm a man. Sorry, excuse me for not being... Yeah, this is not like fucking Match of the Day like, or Football Focus or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, my three were Sopranos, Father Ted, and what was it? You questioned my third one. But you questioned it. You slagged it off. It was like... I had to look up. It was something controversial. I'm gonna come back to it.
EastEnders.
No, it was something like it was Shooting Stars, the Bob Mortimer play. Yeah. I thought it was great. So Shooting Stars, Father Ted, and Sopranos were my three.
I don't agree with that.
Well, you asked an opinion like you usually do, and then you disagree with it. No, like, oh yeah, I'm a fanzine. Like, every opinion counts, but like, I don't agree with your opinion. Like, yeah.
I sound like, no, but this is, if we can't disagree, you call me a cunt off this, so I'm allowed to say Shooting Stars. Shooting Stars.
I do think about, like, I know United should be better than what we've got, but at the same time, let's just enjoy the moment. Like, West Ham away was
great.
Well,
how good is it now? We're all together.
It's great,
but there's always a but. We can't, we're like, I don't know, we're living off our power, you know. Well, in terms of Manchester United, should be trailblazing.
I got wet for the second game in a row after your leaking.
Well, as I said, I will never moan about selling when I'm back at Cotton. 10 minutes in, fucking mate. Steve was going fucking a different shade of colour. Right, should we end it there? Last word, Shane. You look, you're glaring.
I don't know what to say, really. Like, the football's a bit shit, but we're happy to be back. It's like, why would people complain, really?
Are we going to win the league?
Well, we know we're not going to win the league. We're not going to win the League Cup either, because we're fucking
out
of it.
Are we going to win anything?
I'd just like to say, right, to all those listeners out there, I've brought 6 Christmas presents already.
Fucking... I'll tell you, that's another hate of the week. I like Christmas, but there's a Christmas channel... And it was on in September.
So my question is, like, favourite season of the year. So I know I'm going to work. My favourite season of the year is winter. I quite like Christmas.
Yeah, favourite season. I always like 1999.
And there's football, and it's
my
like
favourite season of the year is the cricket season.
I like winter.
Summer.
Football.
How could you not
football
like
football? It's cosy and it's elf is on. It's Christmas. I like winter.
All right. So would you sell against what's our last group game on December the 8th.
Well, I'm not
when
like
it's freezing.
Yeah, so no, you can't like. I'm just saying what my. I'm saying what my favourite season.
I'm a great. Believe it or not, we don't fight each other at the end of these. Yeah. We just bicker.
Well, that bird is actually threatening me now with a broken bowl, saying like, "Say summer, say summer."
Well, my choice earlier was I fucking hate salt beef. You know that twat with it.
Yeah, I don't like salt beef. Yeah.
The one who sprinkles salt, I'm bringing it back again. What a cunt.
Have you heard about how expensive his restaurants is?
So what's your favourite season?
Mine's autumn because it's it's a very romantic month with all the changing of the colours and everything. It's a wonderful period.
Fuck off. On that note, fuck off. Love you all, bye. What's your name?
Chris.
Go on then.
So, I would have loved Solskjaer to be the guy. He brought back that feel-good factor, and it looked like it was going to happen. But I think he's got a plan A and no plan B. And I think that's the issue at the moment. And I think plan A's been sussed out, and when it's not working, I don't think he fully knows what the next step is. So when the opposition are looking at it and saying, that's how we stop plan A, I think he's looking at it and saying, I don't really know how we change that. Because we've noticed in the last two games, he was willing to change, not position for position. Prior to then, it was the same position was being changed. So he'll bring off a right back, put a right back on. He'll bring off a striker, put a striker on. We saw that change against Villarreal, but I don't think he's changing the way that we play still. So he brings on two strikers, and Cavani ends up on the left wing, which works out because he puts in the cross.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's benefiting from having Ronaldo and Cavani playing up top together. So I think, in a way, I think there's a time where you've got to say, is he going to get us to that next step? I'd love him to.
But what is the next step for you?
The next step is consistently winning. And not scraping, exactly, not scraping a one goal win. Not playing a game, getting a one goal win and playing terrible.
Yeah.
I think actually playing good football where we have a bit of a brand again and seeing a bit of a difference in his approach. Not just playing one up top when we're losing or playing two defensive midfielders at home when it's clearly not working. We're not getting the ball through the middle. They're not actually breaking play today. Jamari Gray outmuscled Fred at the byline, and he's half his size.
And I also think Varane has been outstanding. You know, but a side effect to that, they were pumping balls up, and I know the counter would be, they were playing high balls, but they were winning those balls.
Yeah,
you know, like.
They were putting him under pressure to make a mistake or play it back. Because the problem is with Varane, he's always looking for passing forward, but sometimes he hasn't got that pass forward because Fred and McTominay aren't in a position to receive the ball like somebody like Jorginho would be. Jorginho will find that space to at least be able to then move the ball.
I want to see exciting football United.
Yeah.
We are getting that. So what I've said a few times tonight, we are getting exciting results, finishes. So
why do we are getting good 10 minutes?
Well, why do you, like,
I think personally, I think it's down to this plan A situation. He's got. You get to the last 10 minutes, and I think players' instinct changes to say somebody like Ronaldo is saying, we need to get a win here, so I will do what I can to get it. Somebody like Fred will just do what he's told he's doing, I think. Which is, if you're going to sit in front of the back four, sit in front of the back four, whereas somebody like Ronaldo or Bruno will turn around and say, no, we need to get a win here. If that means me pushing up front, I've not been told to do that, but I will do it.
Yeah, but who would you play then? So, if you could start a perfect United that can handle a family, who would it be?
So, firstly, I wouldn't play McTominay and Fred together. I'd personally, I'd be trying Matic for as long of the game as I can with somebody like Van de Beek or Pogba next to him. Matic, I thought, when he came on against Villarreal, he straight away controlled a bit of that middle part. Now, don't get me wrong, Villarreal started sitting back a bit, so he had a bit more time with the ball. But I felt like he straight away was receiving the ball and trying to play it forward, as opposed to, I think, Fred and McTominay don't always do that quick enough. And I'd be looking at putting somebody like Van de Beek in, who I know he's not been as great when he's been on, but how can a player who gets 10 minutes here, 45 minutes there, do you know, how can he get a bit of consistency in his legs?
It's bizarre, that.
I don't think there's a right answer.
No.
Again, I'm not saying Matic is on.
No, but my worry is, I mean, go over, we had to sign.
Defender, yeah.
But every team who faces us, every team, good or bad, thinks they have a chance.
Yes.
And they don't need to do that much to fucking almost get a result of that.
Well, that's the thing. It's the poor thing is, we're playing six players in that defence, basically, because we are putting two midfielders in front of them. Neither of them can actually play a ball forward. We haven't got a Michael Carrick there anymore. And what he's not then doing is sacrificing one of those players to say, I'll play one of them at least, even just play McTominay or Fred, and put Van de Beek next to him, who will turn with the ball and
He clearly thinks Fred McTominay has them. Why?
I think he's done it for as long as he has done now, because he's had the centre-backs he's had, that now he's scared to change it, I think. Personally, I don't think there must be something that he's seen in Van de Beek that he doesn't trust. Must be.
Yeah,
must be. Because we haven't seen it, although he hasn't necessarily. I don't think anyone would turn around and go, Van de Beek played that one game and he was
incredible. Or he's got a restraining order that he can't go with him 50 yards.
I think.
He stabs his.
Yeah, I think something was said to Sancho about not trying to drive forward, because the last two games I feel like he's changed the way he wants to play.
Well, we're all trusting Nick. We don't trust Nick with Mark, but he's raved about Sancho. I've never seen enough.
I know he does watch a lot of Bundesliga. Yeah, so I know.
Yeah, but that's a fucking negative that a man can watch that much fucking football. But he raves it, so I'm not losing faith.
I think he's not today again.
All right.
I think, I agree. I think he played better than what he has done for the last two games. I felt like he's got the ball and he's tried to actually go forward with it, whereas previously, I watched a bit of Sancho, mainly the highlights, like anybody else does. Yeah. And what he was doing was getting the ball in Germany and he was running.
That, I got giddy on the YouTube highlights of Anderson and Manny side.
Anderson,
right, so
we were buying Ronaldinho then.
We're doing a hate of the week and the positive of the week today. Right, so hate of the week. Anything in the world.
Don't have to be football related.
What
well,
do you
it
hate?
Will be, because that's the only thing I'm thinking about. I think the lack of risk. I think Solskjaer's at a time in his career now where he needs to be taking risks, because the fans, although they do not want to, we do not want to change our opinion of him that he is the guy. I think it's hard even for the most diehard to turn around and say, I love him, but is he the right guy moving forward? Is he going to do what Tuchel, Pep, Klopp, is he going to do what
this,
they do?
This isn't a dig, but I've never met you before. But clearly you're passionate and I love it. It's not, I'm not being confident, I love it. And you are clearly.
And it's fresh as well, because we've been living in it the last 2 weeks. We've been going through this the last 2 weeks, haven't we? So it's all fresh as well.
You got a positive, mate. Go on.
A positive.
Fucking hell.
You can only get
you're
better.
You're stroking
surely.
Your beard. That's
you can
not
only
good
get better.
Right.
Surely.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that.